Podcast. What is good? I got a quick 8 minutes, so just want to share some love. Want to make something happen here on Daily Scorpion, so let's get it right into it. It is Tuesday. I woke up feeling grateful, like, and I think I say that a lot, but no, today was different. Like, today there was some immense gratitude happening. I was, first of all, grateful to be born a healthy child. Like, that's a huge thing. I felt very lucky at that. I felt grateful this morning because I was born in America. I think that was a big deal. I got lucky there. So I just felt very, very grateful. A whole lot of gratitude feelings this morning. Went ahead and got some V-Friends merchandise. I got myself 2 sweaters, crew neck sweaters. I mean, I'm excited for those to come in. I got the Productive Puffin and the, oh God, I can't remember the second one I got. Be the Bigger Person. I am just really, really excited for those. So, I don't know, like, these days I just feel very thankful for a lot of things. Really can't complain. I'm in a very, very good spot. Working a lot now. And with working a lot of hours, it's getting harder to find time, you know, these little pockets to create content, to share my story, share the vision, articulate, storytell, all that good stuff. You know, build my personal brand. Like, it's hard to find those little pockets, but I think I can do it, you know, within the few hours I have in the morning, to little pockets of windows like this, to the afternoons, you know, my late afternoons, because I get out at 6 p.m., you know, the late afternoons for sure, kind of into the night a little bit, and then my weekends. Like, I feel like the weekends are going to be huge content creation days, you know, both for music projects and for overall general content. So, you know, just really excited to get that going. But yeah, definitely have stepped it up a whole lot. The difficulty level has increased. You know, things are not going to be as easy, but maybe it will be. Maybe it will get very easy because, you know, I'm putting in a lot of hours now, so I'll have a whole lot of extra cash to invest and, you know, into the business and stuff like that. So just overall good times, good times ahead. I am very, very excited to see what can come of it. And look, I've been hearing recently a lot of, you know, don't burn yourself out, don't burn yourself out. And on some real, like, this is the real shit, guys. I don't think you can burn out doing something you love. So there's that. And I love business. I love people. I love music. I love the opportunities that are available. Like, I don't think you guys really understand what's happening out here. And maybe you do. Maybe you have some sense and some idea. And I just want you to take advantage of what we got going on. Like, AI is getting really, really big, and AI is going to be here to, it's going to be here to stay. So if you don't know how to use AI, or you're very new to it, I would spend the 2 to 3 hours it takes to really learn the ins and outs of ChatGPT and a whole bunch of these other AIs that are going to help you in your endeavors. That's all I have to say on it, nothing more. But yeah, learn the game, guys. I'm just overwhelmed with excitement right now. So just let me take a moment to breathe. Thank you. But yeah, things are going good. Things are heating up. They're getting hot. They're getting juicy. It's getting spicy up in here. I hope things are going well for you too. Like, if you're listening to this right now, I want you to turn up the heat a little bit if you can. If things are slow and steady, that's great too. I talked about that yesterday. You know, it doesn't have to be a sprint. You know, slow and steady. You can be a marathon runner and still make it. So, yeah, do things you love and you'll never work a day in your life. I mean, yeah, it'll still kind of feel like work at times, but, like, just remind yourself, like, hey, I love this, you know? Sometimes when I'm working on music, there's parts where it's like, oh, this is starting to feel tedious. It's starting to feel like work. But if you frame it in the right conversation in the right way, I think about it as, hey, I'm getting paid to learn. Like, holy crap. That's a cheat code right there. Pay me to learn how to get better at my craft. Pay me to practice my craft. That's really what it comes down to. Life is awesome, guys. I really want you to start opening up yourself towards the possibilities of things going well for you. You know, you're in control. You are in control. And if that doesn't give you freedom, then nothing will. I guarantee that. Being in control is the most liberating thing that you can possibly have happen to you. You taking accountability for everything going wrong in your life is the most liberating feeling. It is the unlock to your absolute greatest potential. I 100% believe it and will continue to pound this truth until, you know, the end of time. Or my mind changes. One of the two. Well, there's an unhappy individual right there. Someone really didn't want me to change lanes, and yeah, they're just not doing well at life. I don't know what to say. Not happy. Not having a happy life. And some people are just not kind. Like, some people are not. Look, if you ever want to figure out the secret to why a person is not kind to others, if someone's not being nice to you, here's the secret, guys. I'm going to get in on the secret because I got to go right now. But the secret is they're not kind to themselves. They are not being nice to you because they are not nice to themselves. So that's all I have for you today. I love you guys so much. I hope you have a wonderful day. Take care. Bye.
Scorpion Daily, two-part series. I'm actually really loving the two-part series. I hope you guys are enjoying it as well. I just came up with a name right now, right this second, as it came out of my mouth. Improv, baby. But, yeah, you know, on the commute home from work, it's just awesome, you know? So, I just can't, I don't know, I can't come up with any other words other than awesome. That is the way I am feeling. That is how things are going. So, just life. Roll with the punches. Do what you can. Spread love and positivity. Be a beacon of hope, a beacon of light, and really just give it your all. You know, I want more than anything to leave an impact, to leave my mark on the world, and not even for my name or for the legacy or for people to remember me. I just want to feel good for myself. Like, hey, you know, I put it all out there. I did what I was best at. And I helped as many people as I could, you know. Trying to figure out how to articulate again that value proposition. But I think what I should start doing is become way less transactional, because I do feel that. I have that sense, because I have ran around with people who are undeserving, ungrateful of my energy, you know, that don't really take advantage, or maybe they do. Like, I feel like I don't want to be spinning my wheels, and so I'm, like, very transactional with, like, you know, working on music together. You know, it's got to be the right person, and how do we define the right person? Well, it's got to be, you know, good business, doing business together, and, you know, I've tried to do business with, you know, sloppy business people who don't really know how to do business, and maybe they're not in a place that they can do proper business, so I tend to stray away from those people, and I tend to not really give them too much of my time, but I do know that I allot a certain time for them, because I am trying to be, I guess, a bit more conscious of my time. I know my value, I know my worth, but it's a balancing act of not being too transactional, but also, you know, not spending 10 hours with one person. I think that can be split up amongst, you know, 25 different people, especially with the internet now. So just some good thoughts that I've been having lately, some good critiques. I think that's going to help me a lot in my day-to-day, just overall. Oh my God, Chick-fil-A is just crushing it right now. I'm looking at these lines. It's ridiculous. They are doing exceptionally well. Kudos to them. Proud of them. I don't know what to say. I mean, business is booming for them. They're doing something right. But anyway, yeah, I just need to keep pushing and keep trying to strive and do better. Drink a lot of coffee today, super wired. What else? Yeah, just trying to be productive, you know. Like I said this morning, I ordered some Deep Friends Productive Puffin. I'm really excited to get that in the mail. I really want to rock it so bad. Yeah, it's going to be super cool to have that going. Yeah, you know, like I said, life is just great. Life is awesome. Keep doing what I'm gonna keep doing, and you know, I gotta stay on top of things. I really do. You know, gotta, I guess, keep my head down, but also keep pushing, you know, online. When I say pushing, I mean like more connections, providing more value, like doing more things for others, continuing to build a brand, you know, just things like that. So I think I need to shift my focus now to more content creation. I used to be, well, I still kind of am the reply guy, where I will reply to as many people as I possibly can, and provide some sort of value. I think I'm getting recognition that way. But yeah, it's just interesting. It's real interesting to see the dynamics of social media and the landscape and things that are changing. And You know, I want to do a lot of things in the marketing world. I really want to put my learned knowledge to the test. I wouldn't call it skills just yet, but, you know, the things that I've picked up, some tactics. And these are, you know, a lot of them are long-term tactics. I want to deploy some long-term efforts, and I think, you know, maybe I could make a big difference. So, don't know. It feels right. It feels right to push for greatness. It feels right to do the best you can. It's character development is what it is. It feels right to do the absolute most. That's the way I feel. So, let's just keep that. Let's keep that perspective. Let's keep that mentality of, hey, I'm just going to do the most. Hey, let's just do the absolute most. Because I know a lot of us, you know, we can quit early, and some of us don't give our 100% effort. Some of us only give 50%, 75%, 80%. You know, it's still better than zero. So I'm not knocking it. But if you can do 100, let's do 100. I mean, why not? Because I will say this, if you're a person who's giving 100%, 110% every day, you're going to be far more ahead than somebody who is doing 70, 80% a day. And it is a race. And you know what? That extra 20%, that extra 30%, it compounds over time. That's the other thing, too. We forget that these daily disciplines, these simple principles, can really shape the long term, the long tail effects, the outcome, the result of putting in the work for 10 years. I mean, we really, really got to start thinking about that too. That's huge. That's huge for me. It's huge for you. You know, your efforts are going to compound over time. So, you can push really hard every day, why not? And I'm not saying like hard as in like stubborn, like, you know, being stubborn, but you can do what you can. I hope this resonates with some people. I know it resonates with me right now more than ever. I'm really just talking about things that I need to start doing. And again, you know, I'm doing it for me. Like, I have a whole lot of ambition, but that's just, maybe it was instilled in me as a child. You know, a lot of it is still with me today. I have major curiosity for what's up ahead. I have a very, you know, no excuse mindset. I take a lot of accountability these days. I'm just in my zone. I don't know what else to say. Just in the zone, continuing to push every single day. But again, that's for me. Like, I have to balance this ambition with patience. I think long-term patience balanced with short-term speed and ambition can really get you somewhere. Really doing the most day in and day out. I really want to be the best. So, I'm very competitive. that regard. And, you know, the more competitive I can be, the more challenges I'm going to take on, you know, the more times I'm going to lose. But anyway, I'm thankful, so I'm gonna head out. Wish you guys the best. Peace.